in their right mind would make a plant that looks like a dark green leather and smells like a dead sloth. He says it gives the place a friendly and open aspect. Friendly and open aspect? I've seen keen gardeners break down and cry. I'm telling you, they said it made everything we did to them afterwards seem like an improvement. Dead is not what we, said Rincewind, trying to hammer the words into a gap in the thing's endless monotone, but he was too late. The coffee machine now. The coffee machine's a good one, I'll grant you. We only used to drown people in lakes of cat's pee. We didn't make them buy it by the cup.
We're not dead,
Eric shouted.
Urgelflogger came to a quivering halt. Of course you're dead, it said. Else you wouldn't be here. Can't imagine live people coming here. They wouldn't last 5 minutes.
It opened several of its mouths, showing a choice of fangs.
It added, if I was to catch any live people down here.
Not for nothing had Rincewind survived for years in the paranoid complexities of Unseen University. He felt almost at home. His reflexes operated with incredible precision.
You mean you weren't told?
He said. It was hard to see if Urgelflogger's expression changed, if only because it was hard to know what part of it was expression, but it definitely projected a familiar air of sudden and resentful uncertainty.
Told what? It said.
Rincewind looked at Eric.
You think they'd tell people, wouldn't you?
Tell them what? Ow! Ow!
Said Eric, clutching his ankle.
That's modern management for you, said Rincewind, his face radiating angry concern. They go ahead and make all these changes, all these new arrangements, and do they consult the very people who form the backbone? Exoskeleton, corrected the demon. Or other calcareous or chitinous structure of the organisation?
Rincewind finished smoothly. He waited expectantly for what he knew would have to come.
Not them, said Urgelflogger. Too busy sticking up notices they are.
I think that's pretty disgusting, said Rincewind.
Do you know, said Urgelflogger, they wouldn't let me on the club $18,000 to $30,000 a day. Said I was too old. Said I would spoil the fun.
What's the netherworld coming to, said Rincewind sympathetically.
They never come down here, you know, said the demon, sagging a bit. They never tell me anything. Oh, yes. Very important. Only keeping a bloody gate. Most important, I don't think.
Look, said Rincewind, you wouldn't like me to have a word, would you?
Down here all hours, seeing them in.
Perhaps if we spoke to someone, said Rincewind.
The demon sniffed from several noses at once.
Would you?
It said.
Be happy to, said Rincewind.
Urgelflogger brightened a little, but not too much, just in case.
Can't do any harm, can it?
It said. Rincewind steeled himself and patted the thing on what he fervently hoped was its back.
Don't you worry about it, he said.
That's very kind of you.
Rincewind looked across the shuddering heap at Eric.
We'd better go, he said, so we're not late for our appointment.
He made frantic signals over the demon's head. Eric grinned.
Yeah, right, appointment, he said.
They walked up the wide passage. Eric started to giggle hysterically.
This is where we run, right?
This is where we walk, said Rincewind.
Just walk.
The important thing is to act nonchalant. The important thing is to get the timing right.
He looked at Eric. Eric looked at him. Behind them, Urgelflogger made a kind of I've just worked it out, noise.
About now, said Eric.
About now I think we'd do it, yes.
They ran. Hell wasn't what Rincewind had been led to expect, although there were signs of what it might once have been. A few clinkers in a corner, a bad scorch mark on the ceiling. It was hot, though, with the kind of heat that you get by boiling air inside an oven for years. Hell, it has been suggested, is other people. This has always come as a bit of a surprise to many working demons, who had always thought that hell was sticking sharp things into people and pushing them into lakes of blood and so on. This is because demons